Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thanks very much for downloading us. As usual, we are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. Are you interested in supplements just personalized right for you? You can get them from mypersona.com and talk to a nutritionist as well. It's a free online assessment, and you can get them. Go to mypersona.com. Today is 10/14, and the book comes out today. That is What to Eat When Cookbook. I hope you'll take a look at it. The recipes are sensational. Chef Jim Perko, who's the executive chef at the Cleveland Clinic and in the Wellness Institute, and Michael Krupain, the medical director of the Dr. Oz Show and of ShareCare.com, created most of the recipes. I did a few of them, and I got to taste all of the food. It's sensational. You can go to wenwei.com to see some videos of it. Wenwei.com. It's the What to Eat When Cookbook. And yes, I am the first author, Michael Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N. And that's also what you can put in if you go to mypersona.com/Roizen. You get a discount on your first two orders. So the stories, novel risk factors for type 2 diabetes have been identified. Those are really important factors, and these are important ideas. So that's one of the stories: obesity, mental health, sleep quality, educational level, and birth weight and smoking are all important. It's not just obesity. Sleep quality is important too. The Wellness Foreplay: turmeric may ease knee arthritis pain, not the disease. So it decreases the pain, but doesn't change the disease. But there is something coming along for the disease. We'll talk about that at episode 1020, just 6 weeks from today. We will have a special episode on longevity, and we'll talk about those things. Why avocados are healthy and delicious? That's the Odd Omegas segment for today. Flaxseed, little seed, big benefits. I'm not as in tune to that one. Smoking does up your risk for a fatal blood-brain bleed. That is brain bleed into your brain, something that's devastating. It's one of the causes of, if you will, death. It's one of the causes of dementia. It's one of the causes of living with a major disability. And it turns out we always thought it was hypertension, but it turns out that smoking is even a greater risk for that. The Well Beyond Wellness: Parkinson's up the risk for dangerous falls. Prevention is key, and we'll talk about that. And our segment on that is entitled Longevity is the Next Disruptor. Why? And this is Roizen Rule for a Younger You, number 14. It is why blueberries and coffee are so good for you. So the rule is eat or drink black coffee and eat blueberries. Why? Because they increase your in-cell antioxidant, which helps prevent or helps increase glutathione levels, which helps prevent dementia, as well as helps prevent Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease. This is the celebrated part of the week. Cancer incidence is up, but, and why are we celebrating that? No, we're not celebrating that. But mortality is down for all age groups by 1% a year for 10 years. It's about a 9.5% decrease over the last 10 years of mortality. Another Roizen rule for a younger you is number 16. Get EPA and DHA, but much higher content than we normally expect for preventing myocardial infarction and coronary heart disease. 1,100 milligrams a day. That's eating four portions of salmon, four 4-ounce portions of wild salmon, or 8 ounces of farm-raised salmon a week will get you there. That's why you probably need supplements. This is a, if you will, a rule called Roizen Rule for Younger You, number 23, be prepared. Wildfire smoke poses special risk to people with asthma. Get your N95 mask. Reproductive lifespan is linked to a woman's heart risk, so the longer your lifespan, the lower your heart risks. And too much weight gain raises allergy for the children. Let's go through some of those. 824,000 controls of European ancestry. 74,000 people in this European study found what are the major risk factors. It is obesity as usual, but mental health was important. So was sleep quality, education level, birth weight, and smoking. If you're doing any of those, obviously you can't change birth weight. You can go back to school for your education level, but it is mainly the quality of sleep, your quality of managing stress for mental health and anxiety, avoiding smoking, and getting thinner are the keys to avoiding type 2 diabetes and preventing it. Turmeric, this is a study on the supplements and looking at 70 people in a randomized sample. Turmeric is the main spice in curry. And when you looked at the MRI assessment, there was no difference in the inflammation in the knee, but a major difference in pain in the people who got the active ingredient. Why avocados are so good for you? Because not only do they have monounsaturated, that DHA and EPA that are heart healthy, but they also have vitamin K1, folate, copper, vitamin C, E, B6. And the surprise to me is they're a good source, and you'd say, how good a source? Of fiber. So one avocado has 10 grams of fiber, an amazing thing to put in a salad. It does have about, that one avocado that has that much has about 230 calories. So you don't want to have four avocados a day, but one is a great way of getting a lot of good things. Flax seeds, you have to grind them up to get your omega-3. And they do have a large shelf life, but it's tough to break them down. You've got to grind it. The next story that I want to cover, smoking ups your risk of a fatal blood bleed. This is 16,000 people from Finland. They looked at same-sex twin pairs. The pair, the partner in the pair that had the fatal blood brain bleed was the one who smoked. So don't smoke is the major thing. It wasn't blood pressure as much as smoking that made the difference. Prevention is the key in falls for people with Parkinsonism. It is often caused by a sudden drop in blood pressure when you get up too suddenly and feeling dizzy and lightheaded. So the key is to prevent these falls. It is get up slowly, make sure you're well hydrated, have someone else help you get up. My favorite one, of course, is the Alzheimer's risk that you can decrease by drinking coffee. The more coffee you drink, the better. And blueberries. Those are the two things that increase glutathione levels. And they found this by finding the gene variant that if you have it, decreases your glutathione levels, increases your risk of Alzheimer's disease, a different risk than the E4 risk that everyone knows about, ApoE4. This is a different gene that decreases glutathione. So in those people, you want to increase coffee and blueberries excessively. Celebrated story of the week. I told you about that. For almost every cancer, or all cancers combined, if you will, for each age group, mortality is down by about 1% a year for the last 10 years. That actual study was 2006 to 2017. When to get help for your children's school anxiety? It's when it continues for 2 weeks or longer. They have nausea. They're frequently seeing the school nurse. They're avoiding going to school 2 weeks in a row. Get outside help. The EPA and DHA supplementation is linked to reduced risk for heart attack, for coronary heart disease, even for mental dysfunction. But in this study of looking at over 135,000 people that looked at the dose response, you needed 1,100 milligrams. That's a lot every day to have a decreased risk, but it was a sizable decrease in risk, about a 35% decrease if you had that 1,100 milligrams of either DHA or EPA or the two combined. We already talked about wildfire smoke. Be preventive. Have N95 masks on hand. They're tough to come by now, but when this pandemic ends, make sure you stock up and have a health area in your home fully vetted. So key points, and the key points, if you will, that I take from today's studies, from this week's You the Owner's Manual studies, make sure you drink coffee and blueberries, and use avocados and other things to increase your DHA and EPA, and probably you'll have to take a supplement to get that 1,100 milligrams a day. So I've been excited that Persona Nutrition is our sponsor. If you're confused about vitamins, Persona experts cut through the hype and confusion. Imagine supplements customized to your need. When you go there, talk to the nutritionist. Tell them you want 1,100 milligrams of DHA a day, because Dr. Mike Roizen said to do it. You can visit mypersona.com/Roizen. And get a discount on your first couple orders as of today. This is October 20th, I believe, 2020. And today is the day our new book, What to Eat When Cookbook, launches, with plenty of recipes to get your DHA and EPA up. But you'll still probably have to take a supplement. So visit mypersona.com. Thanks, Caitlin, for engineering. We'll be back next week. This is episode 1014A, and boy, do we have a great guest on the B segment, Dr. Marwan Hamady, who talks about when you should get a glucose monitoring device, and, if you will, continuous glucose monitoring, or at least semi-continuous glucose monitoring, and when you should wear one, what the appropriate kind is for your use, and why there's such a variation in price for them. Well, that's Dr. Marwan Hamady, H-A-M-A-T-Y, an endocrinologist at the Cleveland Clinic, for the 1014B segment. Thanks again for downloading us. Do tell your friends about us, and do rate us weekly. Thanks again.